Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I mentioned last Friday, there is a change coming soon that will affect your finances and could hurt your standard of living. A year ago, the International Monetary Fund announced that the Chinese yuan currency would become a fifth component of the IMF's Special Drawing Rights Reserve asset on October 1, 2016. The SDR is held by central banks as paper substitutes for gold reserves. Its value is derived from the relative ratios of four currencies: the US dollar, the euro, British pound, and Japanese yen. To add the Chinese yuan to the SDR, the relative weights of the other currencies will diminish. So, why does this matter to you? Around the world, central bank reserves are mostly currencies. Their holdings somewhat reflect the components in SDRs. As the components shift in a few weeks, central banks will unload dollars and other currencies to replace them with yuan. This will boost the relative value of the yuan and hurt other currencies. America's imports will cost more and our exports will be worth less. If that were the only change, this shift would reduce your wealth. However, before October 1st, the Chinese government is required to state the size of its gold reserves. For at least the past 13 years, the Chinese government has consistently understated its rising gold holdings. Last month, its stated reserves were less than 59 million ounces, compared to the U.S. government's holdings more than quadruple that amount. Should the Chinese government sometime this month declare a much higher total of gold reserves, especially if it were a total greater than the U.S. government, that would cause an extreme and fast decline in the U.S. dollar. Foreigners would no longer want to hold U.S. Treasury debt except at far higher interest rates. Dollars already held outside America's borders would be quickly repatriated to get any U.S. goods, services, real estate, and ownership of U.S. companies. With the risk of a slow or fast decline in the U.S. dollar, shouldn't the rest of the American media be telling you of this? Since they aren't, you need to keep listening here. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.